Hey, this is Double J, Jeff Jarrett, WWE Hall of Famer, and you're listening to the My 1-2-3 Cents Podcast.
It's my personality to be jittery. It's part of my charm.
Wrestling fans,
are you ready?
It's time for My 1-2-3 Cents, the podcast on the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network.
Give me a hell yeah!
Now, here's your host.
The man is also a very long, dear, personal friend of mine.
Does the guy have a name?
Yes, he has a name.
Kevin Huntsberger.
Woo!
Hey, friends. Welcome to episode 209 of My 1-2-3 Cents, the podcast. And I'm calling this one the Random Wrestling Road Trip because I am, as you might imagine, on the road. Just leaving IWA Productions, a great fundraiser event up in Mount Vernon, Illinois. I say up in Mount Vernon, Illinois, because it's about an hour north of where I live and the home of Stride Pro Wrestling. And I'll talk about Stride in just a minute. But IWA Productions put on a great fundraising event, close to 300 people in attendance. It was good to see the crowd and good to get back in the ring and do some ring announcing. And that will tie into the randomness of this podcast as well in just a few minutes. But Road Warrior Animal was the special guest, and you know, I'm always torn whenever I am on a show ring announcing and we have a special guest on the card. Stride Pro Wrestling, for example's most recent guest was Abyss. We've had Bushwhacker Luke, James Ellsworth, who's kind of in the news these days as well. So Animal was the guest, and I'm never sure about approaching and getting a picture because I don't know how that, you know, I don't know that there's, I always feel like there's an unspoken rule, and I know some of the guys do it, and sometimes I do ask the guest, the legend, the superstar, the whomever, for a photo. James Storm, for example, when he was at a Stride show, actually recorded a podcast with him. You can go back and listen to that in the archives. But also did ask him for a photo after I recorded the podcast. But, you know, with Abyss, I didn't do it. With Road Warrior Animal, you know, as I'm recording this on Saturday night, I did not do it either. And, you know, it was more just because I didn't want to inconvenience. I didn't want to seem, I don't know. So yeah, that's a weird thing that I do, and I understand that, and I know that some, you know, I even talked to some of the guys after the show, and they're like, you should have gotten a picture with him, and I should have, and I regret not doing it now, but you know what, I always say next time, and there may be a next time with Animal. He was a very nice guy. I didn't get to talk to him and meet with him, so the fans were impressed with him. He made us a couple of appearances throughout the night. So always good to share the show, not only with a WWE legend, a Hall of Famer like Animal, but also so much young, great talent on the independent scene. And IWA Productions, like I said, is about an hour or so north of where we do most of the shows for Stride Pro Wrestling. But there were a lot of Stride guys who were on the show for IWA Productions. So, you know, it was probably, I would say, close to a 50-50 mix. So I got to meet some new guys tonight, as well as hang with some of my Stride brothers. That sounded totally lame. But anyway, you get the picture. You get the idea. Speaking of Stride, the next Stride Pro Wrestling show is happening Saturday, December 8th. Mark your calendars. It is called Christmas Break. And we'll talk more about the show as it gets a little closer. But I'm excited because this will be my first time calling a show or announcing a show at the new Stride Pro Wrestling Arena, which is located at 1130 North Division Street in Carterville. And as I'm recording this, the weekend before was the debut show in the new place. And the reason I was not there to do the announcing is because I was in Las Vegas. And Why was I in Las Vegas? Well, I was in Las Vegas, and if you haven't read the blog over at my123cents.com, I will go ahead and explain, because it was the most frequently asked question for me while at the IWA production show, was how was Vegas? How did things go at Vegas? How was your tryout? The tryout was for Impact Wrestling. And you may remember several months ago on this very podcast, I talked about the opportunity for this tryout, and I was very unsure of myself about doing it. I second-guessed myself up until the day that I actually decided to pull the trigger and do it. And I did not share this information with many people. There were some people in my inner circle that knew, and then it got out to some others, and that's cool. I wasn't doing it to be secretive. I was doing it. Sometimes I get in my head that I'm going to jinx myself if I talk about something that I'm working on, and then if it doesn't come to fruition. It's a weird superstition that I have. And so I decided literally the day that the deadline was for signing up for this audition, this tryout, this seminar and tryout through Future Stars of Wrestling, FSW, in Las Vegas. They were working with Impact Wrestling on this gig. And I actually heard about this through a friend of mine, Dan, who has been on the show before as well, wrestles for Stride Pro Wrestling. I'll leave it at that. But he had sent me the flyer along with Bo Sawyer, who is also a part of Stride Pro Wrestling. And I asked them if they thought they would be doing announcer tryouts, because I don't know how the process works. I have told you all before, I am 45 years old. I am to that point where I know a shot at WWE is probably most likely out of the question, and I'm not really looking to uproot my family and move to Connecticut or New York and whatever. But I enjoy being a ring announcer for Stride Pro Wrestling and now IWA Productions. I've done a few shows for them, and there's some more coming up that I've been asked to do as well. So I'm getting some gigs, and again, I don't want this to necessarily be a thing where I am uprooting and moving and changing my life and yada, yada, yada. But with Impact Wrestling and the premise of this tryout was that it was part of a taping that was happening in Las Vegas. So if you made it to the seminar and they liked you and the tryout, it was being pushed as, then you would stick around for Sunday, Monday, Tuesday night tapings that were going on for Impact that will take them through the first part of the year. So, of course, once I decided to sign up, and the big decision, the big tipping point for me was I talked it over with my wife, and she said, go for it. If nothing else, we'll get a few extra days in Vegas, because when you book the trip, you know, I went into it not knowing for sure, am I going to be picked for the tapings, but when you book a flight, you can't really go on that, so you book it as if you're going to make it, and that's what I did. And, you know, long story short, but I am going to tell you the long story part of it too, I didn't make it. I didn't stick around for the tapings, but I did obviously stay in Vegas. But leading up to getting there, and I'm not going to name names because I don't know that they want their names named, but I have friends and acquaintances in the business who are connected either directly or indirectly with Impact Wrestling. And so I chatted with one of them who I trust very much, and he told me, create a resume tape, a reel of sorts. I have a background in broadcast television news, for those who didn't know. 21 years now, I have been a TV news anchor, reporter, producer type. So I know my way around a microphone and a camera. And I'm not saying that to sound cocky or confident or anything like that, but I do feel comfortable. I'm not nervous. I don't get nervous when that little red light flips on. And so the thing was, you know, and he said, make it look professional. Well, you know, with Stride, we're not on TV. Many times when we do record, it's usually a small handycam or someone is using a phone or there's something. It's not a professional grade camera. So leading up to our show in September, I ended up borrowing a camera, professional camera, from the TV station that I work at. And ended up having one of our fans, Jamie Woodworth Myers, so thank you, Jamie, recorded me doing intros and you know, announcements and whatnot. And then I put together that along with some of my news anchoring and then a vignette that we shot with, or part of a vignette that we shot with Jay Wellington Beauregard on Farmer Billy Hill's farm. So I put all that together, sent it off, and I never really heard anything, and I don't know that it even got shared with the right people, but it's out there. It's on the My123Cents YouTube channel. So if you happen to be an executive with a professional wrestling company and want to see my announcing chops, it is there for your viewing pleasure. So I get everything going. I'm signed up. I'm ready to go. I'm asking questions and whatnot. So get to Vegas, go to the seminar, which is put on again by Impact Wrestling. It is being hosted by FSW, Future Stars of Wrestling. And this arena is packed with men and women who are aspiring to be referees, aspiring to be managers, aspiring to be professional wrestlers. And I'm kind of sizing people up and trying to assess who's there to be announcers and who's there for the other gigs. And I'm not seeing any other announcers, so I'm feeling rather confident about my chances. I legitimately went into this thinking, I am going to be picked, and I am going to go on to these tapings on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and I am going to be on Pop TV for the next round of Impact Wrestling. I pictured myself like it was, I am usually a bit of a downer, a bit of a doubter, and I don't always have the most confidence in myself, but I was confident, partly because I had creeped on a Facebook page that was set up for this to see who else was going to be there, and everyone else that I had kind of come across had expressed interest in managing, refereeing, or wrestling. So I didn't see anyone else for the announcing gig. So I'm really confident. Plus, I'm thinking my insider may have tipped off Sanjay Dutt and Scott D'Amore, who are running the clinic, that, you know, they maybe know who I am. So I'm feeling good. So the seminar is going on, and basically it's Sanjay and it's Scott, and they are answering questions from everyone in the crowd. And I just wanted to be a sponge and sit there and listen and absorb. And most of the questions were based on wrestling. It was coming from the wrestlers. Some of the referees asked questions. But then this guy, who's not standing too far from where I'm sitting, raises his hand, asks a question, and he's got this amazing voice. And, of course, his question is about announcing. And everybody is impressed with the way this guy talks, including the two guys running the clinic, Sanjay and Scott, and they're like, you know, well, our advice to you is to have a voice like that. And when they say that, I'm thinking, I am screwed. This guy is going to get the gig. I mean, he sounds amazing. And then I find out that there's a second ring announcer candidate there, or I guess a third, because I consider myself the first one. So I know I'm up against two other guys, and the one guy is got this amazing voice, you know, and the other guy, it sounds good too. And I keep saying the guys because I don't remember their names, and I apologize for that. So, you know, here I'm thinking, I'm screwed. I'm not going to make this. So anyway, they take everybody, all the wrestlers, and there are over 100 people here for all of this. So it's exciting, but it's also a long damn day. Because everybody, you know, they paid their money, you know, full disclosure, I did pay to be a part of this. You know, everybody's going to get a look. And so they split them into 28 matches. And since there's three of us for announcers, we each get 9 matches to announce. And then amazing booming voice guy gets the extra match because he went first, and you know, he did sound pretty damn good. So they break everybody down, and so basically we're doing this, and I'm about to miss my exit, so pardon me as I turn off the highway here. So anyway, they break us into, you know, we do them in blocks of three, so we're not doing nine matches in a row. So I get my three matches, and then I go find my guys for the matches because I need to find out, you know, weight and hometown and how they want to be announced, because I had shoot names and I had some work names on the list. So it's like, okay, how do you want to be introduced? Who is your name? What is your character? So I can kind of learn a little bit and, you know, work on the announcements and whatnot. So it was an amazing time. It was a long day, as I mentioned. And foolishly, I did not bring anything to drink. I did not bring anything to eat. Luckily, my wife, who is my biggest supporter and the one who kind of knocks me down to reality when need be, brought me some water and a banana and some cashews to eat after it was all over with. And, you know, when everything ended, they thanked everyone for coming out. And when I say they, I mean Scott D'Amore and Sanjay Dutt. And they said, you know, some of you will get with about coming back for the tapings. And I sat there for a minute or two, and nobody approached me. And by the way, I should mention, I am going to name drop, D'Lo Brown was there watching. D'Lo Brown helps with FSW, and I think he still does some stuff with Impact. D'Lo and I met in 2011. He came in on the newscast that I anchor to promote there was a TNA show in town, and I was actually going to be managing Velvet Sky that night. So D'Lo and I kind of, you know, connected. I feel like we connected, and we text each other every once in a while and whatnot, but I had not heard from him in a long time. And I thought about texting him, but I'm like, you know what? It's been so long since we've connected. He's probably, one, not going to remember who I am, and two, you know, I don't want to be that guy that is, you know, texting him because, hey, I am needing a favor, buddy. I'm going to be in Vegas, and, you know, hook me up. I didn't want to go that route. So I see D'Lo. He sees me. We chat for a minute because, again, it's a busy day. So anyway, I sit around and I wait, and I don't hear anything back from, no, you know, nobody says, hey, come on up, you're going to go to the tapings. And so I had some cards made, some ring announcer cards, if you will, with the Impact Wrestling logo on it, because I thought, you know what, this will be a good, you know, way to show that I'm serious, and I can have all the notes instead of just having a folded up piece of paper in my hand or little index cards or using my phone. I thought it'll look much more professional to have this Impact card. And I was right. Everybody seemed impressed. You know, a lot of the wrestlers made comments, but then Sanjay Dutt, I went in the ring and waited, and I asked, you know, hey, can you tell me anything, what you thought? And he's like, you were good. The cards popped me. I loved the cards. And that made me feel good. It made me feel that it was worth it. But he didn't say, come to the tapings. And that's what I was waiting to hear. So, you know, I noticed that the other two ring announcers didn't get summons either. So I was really kind of confused about what was going to happen. So I go back to my hotel, change. My buddy Chad, who was on last week's podcast and is the host of Positive Cynicism, one of the many podcasts here on the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network. Cheap plug, listen to Greg Mahochko's show as well. He's got the Five Heart Podcast as well as Nerds United. Again, all right here on Jittery Monkey, so check them out. Chad was in town, so we hung out along with my wife, and he had a friend down. And, you know, trying to kind of, I was discouraged, but I was not upset. I wasn't sad, because part of me in my brain was also, as confident as I was, I also had that part of me that was like, yeah, you know what? And especially after really good booming voice guy started talking, I was really concerned, if you will. So time goes by, you know, and I wanted to still be on the radar for Impact. So I emailed Sanjay after the tapings were over because I knew it was going to be a crazy couple of days. I didn't want to bother him. I emailed him because Impact is going to be in Nashville for homecoming, and Nashville is about a three-hour drive for me in January. So I put it out there, and I've kind of made it my intentions known that I want to be a part of the next Impact event, if it is at all possible. So I've given them my name and my information. I've yet to hear anything, but I'm not discouraged, because later on, after I sent the email, after we got back home from Vegas, I am going to name drop once again. D'Lo sent me a message, a DM on Twitter, and told me I did a good job, and keep pushing forward and keep moving forward. And that's the crux of everything. That's why I'm sharing this story, even though it's long-winded, is I'm 45 years old, and I know opportunities like this aren't going to come along very often. When I was in my 20s, in my 30s, and even up until not that long ago, I was very inside the box in my thinking and very safe, always played it safe, never ventured out of my comfort zone, and I'm doing more of that. And I do think it has come with age, and I also think my buddy Tom Harness has pushed me a little bit. Chad has pushed me more. Heath Hatton from Stride Pro Wrestling has pushed me. My wife has pushed me. I value these people's opinions and thoughts and influences. So there are a lot of things, a lot of factors that go into it. My parents have been very supportive of this. My kids, everyone in my inner circle, and even those outside of that inner circle, have been very supportive. I've not heard one negative comment. And, you know, people could shit on it and say you suck, but they haven't. And I appreciate the constructive criticism, but I haven't gotten, you know, any negative feedback from it. And I'm always craving that kind of feedback. So if you do hear me ring announce, if you've been to any of the shows, or you watch the YouTube video, let me know. Give me your honest opinion. Tell me what you think. I really do want to know. So that's kind of the story of Vegas and the tryout with Impact. And the moral of the story is, if you have a dream, don't let anyone tell you that you're not going to achieve it. You're not going to get it. There was a 67-year-old man there trying out for a manager position. You know, he didn't get the call either, but he was there and he was trying out. And I was so amazed and impressed with that. And it made me think, you know, at 45, I'm 22 years younger, and there's still time. But don't take anything for granted, including your time. So if there's an opportunity, go for it and chase that dream, and don't let anyone tell you otherwise. And get, you know, if your inner circle is not supporting your dreams and supporting your hopes and wishes and fantasies, then you need a new inner circle. And I firmly believe that. And that's probably the hardest thing to do, is, you know, change yourself and get away from that toxic behavior, that negativity. But you only have one life, man, and you have got to go for what makes you you. And that's really the moral of this story. Friends, I am getting close to home, and that is the big randomness of the road trip. I talked about Stride Pro Wrestling. I talked about IWA Productions, meeting Road Warrior Animal. You know, obviously, because I am on the road, NXT happened, War Games. I will be checking that out. I will be watching Survivor Series. Survivor Series, by the way, I know not everyone loves it. Those early years of Survivor Series, I can't tell you how much I love the original concept. The teams of five striving to survive, and then when they whittled it down to four. I love the elimination matches and the fact that they've kind of veered away from that. And I know this year's Survivor Series still has some of that with the women's match and the Raw versus SmackDown. I kind of wish they would get away from that, though, because that's been the pattern in the last few years. But yeah, I love Survivor Series. I love the eliminations. And again, early, late 80s, early 90s, You know, up until 92 when they kind of changed the format of the pay-per-view, been a fan of Survivor Series. So, favorite Survivor Series team of all time, by the way, the Warriors, the Ultimate Warrior, the Road Warriors, the Legion of Doom, if you will, and the Texas Tornado, Kerry Von Erich, who was the modern-day warrior in world class. Favorite all-time Survivor Series team, and some great Survivor Series moments and memories, including the debut of The Undertaker, also at Survivor Series 90, also happening at Survivor Series 1990, the debut of the Gobbledygooker, which, as cheesy and hokey as it was, I enjoyed it. I think nostalgia, though, and I think, you know, time are great for bringing back those wonderful memories. So, again, let me know what your thoughts are. And don't forget about Ask My 123 Cents. I figured today's Ask My 123 Cents is about the tryout, which was the long-winded answer, because at the show, I had several people, including some of the wrestlers backstage, that were asking me about it. So that's the story behind it. I want to remind you about ProWrestlingTees.com/My123Cents. There is a My123Cents store on ProWrestlingTees, and that now three t-shirt designs. Mondo the Monkey. There's also a Centmas Vacation. It is the Christmas Vacation, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation cover, with Chevy Chase being, or Clark Griswold being, shocked by the Christmas lights, although Mondo the Monkey's face has been added to that. It's a Christmas shirt, and I'm going to be donating a portion of the proceeds from that shirt to the Ugly Christmas Suit Guys campaign. My buddy Tom and I are raising money for honor wreaths for veterans, so be sure to check that out. And then there's a Stride Pro Wrestling t-shirt. Check that out. Show your Stride pride, and then come out on Saturday, December 8th, with your Stride Pro Wrestling shirt. By the way, this week, as you're listening, if you're listening when the show drops, this week is the week of Thanksgiving. You know, Starcade and Survivor Series, I always think of those when I think of Thanksgiving as well. But it is also Black Friday week for Pro Wrestling Tees, so everything's on sale. So shop and buy all three t-shirts and save. You will save. You don't have to use any coupons or gimmicks or promo codes, nothing of those sorts. Just head over to ProWrestlingTees.com/My123Cents, and I will, of course, have the link to on the write-up for this, and as well as the My123Cents Facebook page. I encourage you to check out the Facebook page too. Give it a like, and give this show a review. Head on over to iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcast and rate and review. 1 star if it sucks, 5 stars if you think it's great, or whatever in between. And give me some constructive criticism, some feedback. I crave it. I love it. I long for it. So I want to thank everyone again for being a part of this experience. You know, the support after the tryout with Impact has been phenomenal. And again, if you know someone with Impact, well, hell, WWE would be amazing. But let me know. I'm trying to get in front of those guys once again, and I'm going to continue to push and pursue this dream of taking my 123 cents, taking Kevin Huntsberger, ring announcer, on the road beyond Stride Pro Wrestling, which, again, I am grateful for the opportunities with Stride, with All American Pro Wrestling way back when, with Chris Hagstrom, who gave me my first shot at commentating. If I go way back to 2005, it was Ian Rotten and IWA Mid-South. Chad and I kind of worked with those guys to bring the show to town, but again, humbled by all of it, and really looking forward to what the future holds. 2019 right around the corner, and I'm excited. Again, it's ProWrestlingTees.com/My123Cents, My123Cents.com, and of course, all over social media, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. Look for My123Cents on those platforms as well. Everyone, thanks. Have a great week. Happy Thanksgiving, and let me know some of your favorite Survivor Series or Starcade moments from the Thanksgiving traditions.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.